O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. I'm so glad, oh, I'm so glad, that the blood done signed my name. Psalm 73, verses 24 to 29. You will guide me by your counsel, and afterwards receive me with glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And having you, I desire nothing upon earth. Though my flesh and my heart should waste away, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Truly, those who forsake you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful. But it is good for me to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge. I will speak of all your works in the gates of the city of Zion. I'm so glad, oh, I'm so glad, that the blood done signed my name. Galatians chapter 4, verses 12 to 20. I plead with you, brothers and sisters, become like me, for I became like you. You did me no wrong. As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. And even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself. Where then is your blessing of me now? I can testify that if you could have done so, you would have torn out your eyes and given them to me. Have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth? Those people are zealous to win you over, but for no good. What they want is to alienate you from us, so that you may have zeal for them. It is fine to be zealous, provided the purpose is good, and to be so always, not just when I am with you. My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you, how I wish I could be with you now and change my tone, because I am perplexed about you. I'm so glad, oh, I'm so glad, that the blood done signed my name. 20th century Mary Knowles' sister Molly Rogers wrote, "Love, work, prayer, and suffering will sustain us in the future as they have in the past. All who are here now, all who will come after us, will have no other tools than these with which we build." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. Lord, as we are in this new year, please help us to be still. We are opening our ears to hear you now, quietly preparing our hearts for the wonder you have for us in this new year. We choose to rejoice in God's glory today, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 19. The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard. Yet their message has gone throughout the earth, and the words to all the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, help us to love you with all our mind this year. Teach us to study, stretch our thinking, and help us to turn our thoughts towards you and fix our mind upon you this day. We think of those, perhaps even people that we know, whose thoughts are troubled and anxious now, whether because of difficult circumstances or because of poor mental health. Lord, we ask you to draw them near to you, even though they may be finding it hard to draw near to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, we have lots of hopes and aspirations within this coming year, even as we face this lockdown. And we are choosing with our hearts to love well, the way you have loved us well. We surrender all that we have and all that we are to you at the beginning of this year, to know your peace and to bring that peace to those around us. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, your blood washes away our sins and reconciles us to you. May we never get used to the wonder of a God who gives his own life for those who are killing him. Amen. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.